Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Billy Conigliaro. Batting sixth. The catcher, Paul Ratliff. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Hisa. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Lonborg. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Lonborg. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Bonson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Stan Bonson. And now, play ball. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs takes first base on ball four. Theobald moves to second. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Andrews fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews strikes out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Lonborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lonborg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Ratliff and he is out, Theobald applying the tag. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Theobald is called out on strikes. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 1, White Sox, 1. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to second. Earl Stevenson now pitching. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnstone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Conigliaro strikes out. One out. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 0-for-1 in the game. Ratliff is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Auerbach hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnstone. Auerbach reaches second base with a double. Heise goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, White Sox. Earl Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Bonson reaches second base with a double. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Theobald is called out on strikes. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of John Stone, who is chasing the ball. May reaches third base with a triple. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Scott strikes out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heise fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Allen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 0-for-2 in the game. Ratliff hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Heise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heise is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Heise hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Auerbach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heisa moves to second. Bill Voss pinch hits for Earl Stevenson. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Colburn now pitching. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alvarado hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bonson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Theobald takes first base on ball 4. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. May hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Terry Forster now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Scott is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Reynolds pinch hits for John Briggs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds now playing left field. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Andrews bunts towards the mound. Colburn fields it and throws to first for the out. Kelly moves to second. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Allen is walked intentionally. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kelly moves to third. Allen moves to second. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnstone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. John Felsk pinch hits for Paul Radloff. John Felsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsk hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hysa strikes out. Two outs. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Auerbach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Sanders now pitching. Mike Ferraro now playing third base. John Felsk now catching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Terry Forster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forster bunts towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Theobald covering, for the out. Alvarado moves to second. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Theobald hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. May strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Scott strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.